Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It's 439. Thanks for joining us. You know, after that big rain, we had some big rains last week. I don't know. Everybody I talked to had ants that were just flooding into their house. And man, that's disgusting. It's tough to get rid of them. Janelle Iacchino. Did I say that, Iacchino? Did I got that right,
you
Janelle?
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
I just call her the bug girl. She is with
that's
Rose
easier.
Pest Solutions. What's the deal with ants and how do we get rid of them? I mean, I know you're going to say, yeah, call Rose Pest Solutions, but is there something else that people can do right now to manage the situation?
Definitely. You know, it has everything to do with that keyword that you said, flooding. So whenever we get these downpours of rain or whenever it's one of these super hot days where the sun is just blaring on pavement, those are the weather triggers that are causing these ants to come up out of the woodwork, literally. So they're the things that are sweating out their colonies underground. You know, they all come from the ground up and they only have one place to go, and that's up. And they find their ways into little nooks and crannies. So I guess the most important thing is take a look around the outside of the house. Make sure there's no gaps or crevices under your doors or near your windows that they can climb into. You want to make sure things are sealed up real tight and make sure that there's no gutters overflowing and causing water issues too, collecting in the yard. Those are key things to do.
My husband puts his hands right in that gutter and cleans that stuff out. I cannot. I'm just like, no, just aim for the bucket. I'll clean up after that because you know it's filled with bugs and spiders too. I'm starting to see some big woolly spiders.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of things for them to be eating right now, so they are out in full force. Spiders will always be present if they have things to eat. So with all the other flies and ants and everything out right now, they're having a feast.
Mm-hmm. And so I bet you're getting a lot of calls. People won't call you to get rid of spiders though, do they?
Oh, absolutely. It's part of our residential program, actually. It's all included. That and dozens of other common pests, like not only the ants, but wasps, too. And wasps are coming out right mm-hmm. now, too. You know, we're all trying to enjoy outdoors and the beautiful weather while it's here. And, you know, you might be enjoying a beer or a drink, and all of a sudden, it's like you're being attacked. So
this is the bug girl. And I appreciate you because, for me, getting attacked means a trip to the hospital, like pronto. And I know exactly what kind of wasp I'm allergic to, but how do you kill them without killing the good bees?
I know that's a very common question we get, and I will tell you that the species of wasps that are kind of attracted to our raw meat when we're grilling or our open drinks, those are the guys that are going to be building nests up on the eaves of your house, or if you have shutters, they love those. That's an ideal place for them to build a nest, or above doors or even in nearby trees. So really the key with treating those, when we come out, when our experts come out, it's very specific to where we know those specific insects are going to be hanging out and building nests, and they're not the same places that pollinators are. We're very conscious of sensitive environments like that.
Okay, good. Someone just sent in a text, said, any advice about the earwigs?
Oh, those are drawn to moisture, too. So, again, if you've got, you know, a soggy lawn, if you've got a sprinkler system that's going too hard, or if you've got any water collecting anywhere in the basement, too, that's a very common place for earwigs or silverfish or lots of other common bugs like that.
Oh, silverfish. Oh, my gosh. They were in an apartment that I rented while I was in college. I didn't go back in the bedroom for 3 months. I'm like, I cannot deal with this.
They're creepy.
God, they're disgusting. Another texter just said, hey, what's up with the flies? There seems to be a plethora of them all over the place.
Oh, yeah. You got dumpsters overflowing. You got the sun beating on it. There are definitely plenty of organic sources for flies to be thriving right now. But also, if you're in a city setting, people not picking up after their pets will definitely cause an influx in that, too. But most flies that we've been getting calls for lately have been due to water or any kind of leakage around windows. You know, you might have window air units that are going and leaking back into the frame of the window. That'll cause cause a fungus gnat issue. So flies that they're with those, it's always going to be finding the source is the key. Why are they there? What are they after? And how do we eliminate that?
They're after the food on our table. That's what they're after. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
This is Janelle. She's the bug girl at Rose Pest Solutions. Brian just asked about yellow jackets. First of all, do yellow jackets sting or they don't sting?
They do. So I talk about this all the time. Honeybees only sting once and then they die. But wasps like yellow jackets or hornets or paper wasps, they can sting over and over and over and they do not die after stinging. So those are the ones we want to watch out for. And those yellow jackets are the ones that commonly get into attics and they'll build nests in attic spaces where, you know, humans don't spend time up in the attic. So that's a nice little quiet nook for them to hide out in.
And this is interesting. I've never heard of this. Somebody just sent a text and said, what about flying ants? I have a ton in my pool. Those flying ants or those termites? I mean,
That's a great question. And in order to figure that out, we have to take a look at it closely and properly identify it. But both ants and termites swarm with different weather triggers. And what that means is you've got an established colony somewhere on the property. And if you've got winged ones, that colony is budding and it's getting bigger and they're looking for additional places for more queens. So it's not a good sign either way.
Okay. Can people go on and ask you a question online or call you?
Absolutely. You can get a free quote from us all day, every day online at rosepestcontrol.com, or you can call 1-800-GOT-PEST.
All right. We've all got them. Thanks for joining us, Janelle.
Thanks, Lisa.
Hey, Martina McBride, I think, is finally getting a cell signal. She might join us next. First, a check on weather and traffic with Gabe.